beginning of Channel 1 over. The beginning of Channel 1 over. This visit with Cookie in the Big Kitchen this Sunday, the 20th of September, 1970. Channel 1 over. The beginning of Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Cookie in the Big Kitchen this Sunday afternoon, the 20th of September, 1970. This Channel 1 over. And the beginning of the visit with Cookie in the Big Kitchen this Sunday, the 20th of September, 1970, Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Cookie this beautiful September Sunday, the 20th of September, 1970.
Tell them that I love them, come back, and all that, you know. So you become a part of someone's life if you care enough to become involved with them, and that means working one-on-one. You talk to them, what they do, how they breathe.
Yeah,
I just went about 2 weeks. I sit down a while, then I get to... That burned sun this summer. This too dead burned much sun.
Okay, I'm about ready to sell that station up there now.
You thinking about it?
Yeah. Always getting next to me.
I used to live there in Nashville, the hottest place I ever lived in Nashville. On that land rock by Lexington.
Yeah.
Summertime. And I remember one summer I was living there working, and at night it would be so hot there. We'd put cold towel, wet towels around our shoulders and turn the fan on. Cool,
giving
pneumonia. Yeah. You really picked a summer for that thing. You don't have. Last summer was mild.
Yeah. But this summer, law me.
I want to see how you lasted. Company, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Fly always good company?
Yes, sir. There's never a dull moment when Clyde's around. If something goes, everything goes wrong, why, he always come around and try to cheer you up. I never saw a man like that.
Oh, you mean he can tell when you're feeling low.
When you're feeling low, he tries to build you up.
Yeah. Oh, that is unusual.
He'll come around and crack a funny joke, you know, and break a monotony.
Yeah. I don't care for jokes, but I love to hear somebody like Clyde talk about things they've done.
Uh-huh. Because it's also interesting. Yeah. Everything he does is interesting, in my estimation. Yeah, that Cadillac I got for Laura to drive, you know? I didn't get it, yeah. I didn't get the Cadillac. Clyde did. Yeah, put it in my name.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. He sure did. All I had to do was buy a tag for it.
Is that right? Is that right?
Ford. Yeah, that's my Ford truck.
Yeah.
I got the other one here someplace. I didn't look at it.
Larkin.
Yeah. Here's the one. Here's that one.
Cadillac sedan. 60. 59. The O.B. Cook, Hawthorne, 7505, plus $3 for transfer.
Transfer of the title.
Yeah.
Notary fees and registration fees and all that kind of junk.
Yeah. I'll be done by then.
No, see, he done that for law. He thinks there's nobody like it, kid. And he told me, he said, all it'll cost you now is just maintain it. He said, that's hers. He said, I don't want no part of it no more. You see, he bought it for his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Well, his ex-wife didn't want it, see.
Oh.
She went and got her a later model one. It wasn't good enough for her, see. Well, it already depreciated out on his income tax and everything. It didn't owe him a nickel. And she'd run it for 2 years. And he only gave $200 for it to start with.
Oh. Yeah.
And his ex-wife didn't want it, but she was going to, if she had kept it, if he hadn't took it, she was going to give it to her sister. Well, Clyde said, he said, be damned if I'm going to let her do me that away.
Yeah.
He said, go buy a tag and put on it and bring it home and give it to Laura. Clean it up. I put a tag on it and a muffler and changed the oil in it and greased it. And drove it to Suwannee River last night. And Laura's driving it today. And it's only got 57,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
That's not many miles, guy, in 10 years for a Cadillac.
There's nothing in it.
No. Yeah, it gave him a thrill. He helped somebody, you know.
Now she can't afford to drive that to work, Cookie.
Not all the time, no.
They'll say, here comes this little country girl in a Cadillac.
Well, she wants to drive to school just a few days, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, show off her Cadillac.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a sign on the back of a welfare Cadillac. You know that song, the welfare Cadillac?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear it?
I heard it on the WDDD.
I'm gonna put a sign on it. Well, you're down about 10 foot.
Except that was a brand new one, that welfare cat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those horses talk, don't they?
Yeah.
You picked out the wrong summer for that station. Yes, the wrong summer. This is the I thrive on hot weather. Always have.
Well, I have too up until this summer, and it just got next to me.
Yeah, first time I ever got too much hot weather.
I'm ready for cold weather now. Lord me.
First time I've ever been ready for cold weather that I can remember.
Yeah.
Now that wagon has still got the sign on.
Yes, sir.
Seminole?
No.
No, Marion Hardware.
Marion Hardware.
Ocala. And then it was made in...
Hickory, North Carolina.
Hickory, North Carolina. And you saw the man that owned it?
Yes, sir. I saw the man that bought it new.
Bought it new.
He bought it from Ocala to Williston behind a 40 model Chevrolet pickup truck. 5 miles an hour. So it took him half a day to get it home.
When he bought it?
When he bought it. Sure did.
5 miles an hour. And he picked up one corner of it.
Yes, sir. And he's 84 years old.
84 years old. People like that ought to be indestructible.
That's right. He gave me a turn plow. Big 2-horse turn plow.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He gave me a big 2-horse Moline Bluebird, he called it.
Moline Bluebird.
Hand, yes, sir. And he gave me another mowing machine.
Another one?
Another one. I'll go get it.
I'll go get it.
I'm going to go get it. If I never use it, I'm going to go get it. Some parts will interchange from it on my mowing machine.
Yeah.
It's got the steel wheels on it. We can sell the wheels for $20 a piece to an antique.
Yeah, we don't want to sell wheels for $1 or $20. We might get low.
See, I figured this way. We're in no hurry. You know what I mean? We come down here to cut some hay. We don't have to get it done yesterday.
No.
We don't have to get it done yesterday.
That's what causes trouble.
Absolutely. You get in a hurry, and the first thing you know, you done tore up something.
Cutting down too much.
That's right. And them horses I got will enjoy cutting that hay. Oh, I tell you, they will.
Oh, you know they will.
Yes, my fella. And we can have some fun, too.
We won't have to sweat out the parts people. Did Marvin ever get his truck back together?
No. They've been after me every evening this week to go there and help them out. But God, I just, when I get ready to get close to that station up, I'm done.
You've had enough of that.
I've had enough of it, and I'm not going to put up with no more.
Well, why? There's a whole lot of mechanics in the world.
That's right. They want me to do it. I told them. I said, you first bring it over to my place for business. I'll be glad to take care of it.
I know
that. That's right. Well, here, if I go over there, I've got to tear up my toolbox. I've got to lug it around and get it on my truck and all that kind of job. Well, guy, it's not worth it for a thank you job.
Well, that's about what it'd be.
That's just about what it'd be.
You know,
still ain't got the piece for his baler.
He got it Thursday night.
He did.
Yeah. I saw Shirley. I haven't seen them. Shirley's over here Friday. She come over and stay a while. She got a new herd of cows. New, beautiful, two-year-old heifer. And she said Miss Guthrie came over there Thursday night with that piece and showed it to Berman and said that was the truth. And Berman, you right there in the department. He wanted was for him to go and put it on. And they got too much to do. They haven't got time to work somebody else. Cookie? They got along well in Will Guthrie's time. They had all that land. They could run hogs out there, you see, and cows, and whatever they made, if they made anything, it was clear.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't spend anything. They made their own syrup, saved their own meat, had a garden. Now they haven't got anything. They can't put the cows out there in that and woods and hammocks, the hunters, if they don't find a deer, they'll just take a cow home, they tell me.
They will.
Haven't got any more hogs. They've all been hunted out.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing they needed to do was spend money on machinery.
That's right, and then him go and hire out to the public.
Yes. Their cue was, old man Guthrie left enough money to sort of tide her over. She had to spend it. Her cue was just to go on the way they've been doing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to Dr. Brewer the other day. He works over at the university. And Oscar Fowler, he works, he's a real good friend of mine. He's working down there too. He's a big wheel down in the maintenance department. And he's wanting me to go down there. Down in the maintenance department, do the work.
Well, you got a 5-day week.
5 days a week, 40 hours a week.
Sick leave.
$750 a month to start with. $750 a month.
Yeah.
Well, I submitted my application.
Something like that, you'd have time to do these things on the side.
Yeah.
And you won't have to work out there in the sun either, would you?
No, I work in there where it's pleasant. And I wouldn't have to open up in the morning at 7 o'clock and stay till 7, 8, and 9 o'clock at night to make a halfway decent living.
Yeah. And get out a job.
That's right.
They don't get in a hurry over there.
That's right. They never get in a hurry. If they get it today, well, all right. If they don't, why, tomorrow's another day. I know. Oscar Powell's been there too long, I know. He never did get in a hurry. And he's more dues now than he used to be.
That'd be like taking a vacation. Go back to work, rest up.
Yeah. Well, they have an opening coming up. In the very near future.
Well, you run into some pretty nice people there at the station, could you?
Oh, yeah.
And you run into somebody that gets on over there. It takes a little help most of the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fella don't just walk over there and
No, you just don't do that.
You know that story that you all were telling on flying out in California?
Yeah.
Taking over the dealership or something like that. And some might do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you just got the right approach and all. Oh, it's cold. They can't stand it, can they?
No.
They want to come in here and race around. I see that's the difference in me and these girls riding. I'd rather see them colts come in here and race around. Oh, they put on a show. And they know it.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about the moon machine. The same guards and sections and everything off of one of these moors will fit right on mine, see? Identical, same thing. Okay. Yeah, there's no fuss, no fight to get it hooked up or unhooked. When you get ready to unhook, just drop your traces loose and move on.
Yeah.
It's a little more bulky to put in the shed, put in the drive. But
it's easier, in my estimation, because I'm used to them.
A man can pick it up and push it back in the drive.
Yes.
Where, when you set this one down, it's got to sit there.
You see where I set it?
Yeah. You set this one down, it's got to sit there.
It's got to sit there. Now you can't move it.
No, sir. Not till you go hook it back up again. Fuss and cuss and everything else.
That's right. Jim Harrell was out here. And I backed it up there. And I told him how it went off. He and his daddy is a mechanic a whole lot. And I told him what to do, and he done it.
Yeah.
And it was no trouble at all. No trouble at all. But I don't know. Most people, I don't know. It just don't seem like they get the mind doing right. And you do it the same way every year. It's, now why that's not good enough for old Dufunny over there, I don't know why you got to pay $500 and $600 for more.
Well, see, we've cut 2 summers with it after he junked it.
And we made more than he did.
Yeah.
Didn't make anything. Of course, the army warehouse got him. They can get anybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to go hunt me up a pill. And I bet Helen ain't got none in her pocket.
Aspirin won't do it?
Mm-mm. Bust them in my pocket.
Sweat them?
Yeah, get them wet. Bust them. Just waste them.
I just wonder if Alvin would come over sometime and visit with us. I haven't seen him. I never see him. Well, of course, I don't go to the little church over there much. I haven't seen him in 6 months.
Well, he was up there last night.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he went to Swanee River last night. You never saw such a bunch of people come out up there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, that place was full.
Yeah. That's a good place to go to see your neighbors.
That's right. Drive 125 miles to see your next door neighbor.
Well, now, is Alvin making any more, putting up any more of his meat?
No. See, he lost everything he had there.
Yeah.
While he's on vacation.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He lost every bit of his meat in the deep freeze on vacation. When he went on vacation, he was gone 2 weeks. That's right. Lost everything he had in his deep freeze.
He had bad luck, huh? For an law-abiding citizen. I don't believe it pays. Maybe he ought to be a little meaner.
Might be.
Might improve his luck.
Might do it. I'm going to have to find me another beef to kill. What about Al?
I tell you. What do you get from the Latvian people up there? Is that all pork?
That's pork.
You can't live on pork.
I'd rather have beef. I like beef.
Yeah.
Well, you got one here to make a good beef. That black and white, that black one with a white face.
Yeah.
Oh, man, wouldn't he? He would really eat good.
Yeah. And he's hearty.
Yeah, that's what I say.
He's
grow
one of the youngest ones.
Youngest ones, and it will grow out quicker and make a beef quicker than anything you've got.
Yeah. Yes, sir. If you had oats and feed him little this winter and then let him grass grow on the grass next year. Tell you what, whenever you get a little loose, you know, where you can got a little leg room, you can do some of them things. I got more I tell you what, if I had some good help, maybe a half day a week or a couple of days a month, that's all I need. I can do the ordinary things.
Yeah.
But if I get somebody, I can do the others, but it takes too much energy to go out there and rig up.
Yeah.
Do the work.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of energy, Cookie, just to get out there and face it.
That's right. Then hooking up to your turn plow and getting him adjusted and so on and so forth.
That's right. If you had a couple out here, no more than I do, a couple of days a month would just put me over. That's the common everyday thing you see with the guys.
Well, you see, if I can land that job at the university, Friday evening at 5 o'clock,
yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, the way I got the workstation guy, it just tears me up. I ain't got no free time for nothing.
No, never got a breather.
We got in the bed about 2:30 this morning, and by golly, I didn't get up after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, doing good.
I just, by golly, I had plenty to do. Plenty of work I could be doing.
No, I wouldn't hurt you to lay in bed a little more. So all you've done today is get to Williston.
No, I aimed to tell you. I was going to tell you, and Frank came in a while ago. I'm going to try to get it arranged to where he can ride the school bus into the station, see, until I get it sold. And let him take care of the afternoon, see, from, say, about 3:30 on until closing time. And that'll give me a little bit more free time to get out and catch up on some of my loose ends.
He'd love it.
Yeah.
He'd love to do it. And he can do that front better than you can.
Yeah, he's quicker. He's faster.
Quicker.
He's young and attractive. And that's a, you know, that goes a long ways with the younger generation.
That's right. And he's nice spoken.
That's right. If they want to flirt, he can flirt. If they want to get mad and rough it out, well, he's game.
Even tempered, that's the best.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing now, Cookie, is being even tempered. You see, when you're, the way I feel, when I'm overdoing it and I'm on edge, then every little thing throws me.
It throws me off, too, right now. Right now.
But see, we didn't used to be that way.
No.
Why, hell, somebody come up and spit in your face, spit in your eye, and nobody thought the end of the world was there.
No.
Why, you just take it as a joke. Why, you could just sew off a lot of things. And now, I don't know what the difference is. They always tell me, you know, that you're not as young as you used to be. I know that, but that's not it. The young people are the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're quick on the trigger.
No, I thought we'd go ahead and if I could get that arranged to where I could get him over there at that time. See, I've already got all my mechanic work just about caught up or done with it or so far along that he can finish it and collect for it. And go ahead and get that oats and rye and fertilize and work that in over the evenings now. But it should be going in for too long, shouldn't it?
Ready right now. While the moisture is there.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That's what worries me about waiting, you see. I like to go ahead and get it done right now. You see, you put it off 2 weeks, wait till the custom people get around.
And it's dry and...
Yeah. But they're not going out of their way to put it in for you. They're going, you know, they got a...
Regular routine.
Got to have a route, you might say.
That's right.
And when they over in your neighborhood, they'll do it.
I want to get that sewed up home this fall, and oats and rye. take old Rowdy up and plow it. If I have to. If it has to be plowed, I'll plow it with them.
Yeah.
I don't have a horse-drawn disc where I disc it in with them. Gosh, it's 6 o'clock.
Well, it's been a nice, quiet afternoon. Have things quieted down at the little church over there?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to smooth off and things are going to be all right.
Take a while.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Drew doing?
I think he's going in North Central Baptist in Gainesville.
Won't be hard for him to find something.
No, sir. No.
That's a fine little community out there. They may get all upset every now and then. I guess most of them do.
I believe next weekend, next Saturday, I believe is, or Saturday week, we're going to have a fish fry. Another cookout. I'll find out definite, and you all want to come out and eat chicken and fish.
Yeah.
They're going to have chicken because I'm going to buy the chicken. I'm going to see to that.
Yeah.
If Alvin cooks it, I'm going to buy it. Well, I'm going to go see if I can get them leveled up and go towards the courthouse.
Well, I imagine they've had a
now that time went over, 500 and the end of this first tape and first visit with Cookie in the kitchen in weeks and weeks and weeks. That's the end of the visit on Sunday the 21st of September 1920. 20th of September 1970. 20th of September 1970. Sunday the 20th of September 1970. At the end of the visit with Cookie in the big kitchen, everybody was here this afternoon. The Cookie brought his wagon from Jack Stokes at Williston. Willie Chitty came, and Sybil, and some of the riders, and, well, it was a beautiful afternoon. Just a beautiful afternoon, and a wind strong in the east. And then it switched to the southeast. And this is 520, Channel 1 over. The end of this visit with Cookie in the big kitchen, the first in weeks, this Sunday, the 20th of September, 1970.